And about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-928-3366. That's 800-928-3366. 800-928-3366. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's time for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. Let's take you back to the stadium with the voice of Mountain Home Bomber football, Brad Haworth.
Back at Bomber Stadium, it is halftime, 30-0. It's Nettleton with the lead over Mountain Home. Still a mist or drizzle continuing here at Bomber Stadium. We had some heavier rain in the game first started, and it stopped for a while in the second quarter. Started right back up right before the end of the half, but it certainly didn't slow Nettleton down. They get that touchdown on the last play of the first half, and the Raiders lead it 30-0. We'll check scores around the state coming up here in just a little bit. First, though, Calvin Henry is with us. He is how many sports do you coach now, Calvin?
I just coach two right now.
Just two right now.
Yes, sir. High school tennis.
You got tennis this year. Tell us about how things are going right now for the tennis teams.
You know, the kids have been working hard. We started July 16th in practices, so we've been going now for almost 2 months. The girls overall are 3-1, and the boys are 4-0. You know, we've had a couple conference games get rained out on us, so we're in the process of rescheduling those. We would have had a few more matches, but you know, they're working hard every single day. They're out there, you know, grinding and, you know, not complaining. So, you know, they're great, great, great group of kids. So
let's talk about some of those players. Talk about let's start with the ladies first. Of course, with Emily back, well, you've got a lot to look forward to there.
Yes, I do. Right now, she is still injured, so we're waiting on her to come back. But we've had some really good, you know, young girls fill those shoes. I mean, that's a big spot to fill. But you know, we have Megan Beck, who I consider also one of our number one girls too. I mean, she's phenomenal. I think she went 4-0 last week in her matches. Got athlete of the week this week, and Madeline Smelter is a sophomore, and we kind of bumped her up to a single spot. And she was playing doubles for us, and then we have Chloe Nassari and Caroline Yakeley in our number two varsity team, and our number one varsity team we have Sarah Godfrey and Michaela McLean. Sarah is a sophomore, and Michaela is a freshman. So we've got three sophomores, one freshman, one junior, and one senior on our varsity team. So we're pretty young. So
what about the boys' side? Talk about them.
In our single spot, we have Alex Arp. He's a freshman. Jake McGee, who's a sophomore. Our number one doubles team is headed up by Sam Arp, Alex's older brother. He's a junior, and then Anakin Osgood, who's a senior. And then our other doubles team is Clayton Jones and Garrett Steelman. Garrett's a senior and Clayton's a sophomore, so you know, we're decently young on that side too. You know, we got some great leadership in Anakin and Sam. They really, you know, guide those boys and, you know, really push them every day in practice to be better. So
what do you got coming up this week?
We will go down to Jonesboro to play Paragould and Nettleton. So we'll play two matches right there, and Searcy is actually going to be there. We're not going to play them, but so we'll have like a quad match, and we'll go down to Searcy later, but we'll just play them too, and then Searcy will play them too as well.
That's on Tuesday, right?
Yes, sir. And then Thursday, we actually just rescheduled the Marion match, so we'll go down there and play Marion. That was one that got rained out earlier last Thursday. We went down there to play West Memphis and Marion, and in the middle of our West Memphis match, we got rained out. You know, that's a long trip to make. It was 30% chance of rain, and you know, it just, the bottom fell out of it on us. And then you know, yesterday we canceled Jonesboro with 80% chance of rain, and ended up being sunny. You know, you can't predict that stuff.
Nope.
You know, no one can.
Where's the 6A state this year?
It's I believe it's going to be in Hot Springs. Overall State is in Little Rock.
Okay.
You know, yes, sir. We got to work. My focus is on district first.
There you,
you
go.
It's we're in a tough conference. So we'll that's over there at Allen Park in Jonesboro. So that'll be a tough task to get through district even.
Yeah.
So I try not to focus so much on state until we get down there and we handle business in district. So
all right. Anything else you need to mention?
I do have a great supporting cast. I have a great group of parents out there that, help me out a lot as far as, making sure the kids have what they need, the food's provided during the matches. And I got some great help that come help me with practice. I got Dirk Waltrip. He's kind of a volunteer coach, through the AAA. He does a wonderful job helping me out. He's a great role model for the kids. And, I got some other volunteers that'll come out when they can. So, it's always good when you got 23 kids. It's hard to – you want to get those kids as many reps as possible.
Right.
And because that's experience matters for those kids. If they're not getting reps, they're not getting better. So it's hard with just two coaches and 23 kids, to constantly be getting them reps. So when we have to, our other volunteers out there, we're able to spread out on all of our courts and really work those kids,
Right.
So it's a – it's new to me, but I really enjoyed, working with all these people.
Right.
So, yes, sir.
All right. Well, good luck on the rest of the season.
All right. Thank you for having me, Brad.
All right. Calvin Henry, the head coach of the Bomber and Lady Bombers tennis team. We'll take a break. Matt will check scores for us around the state. It's halftime here at Bomber Stadium, 30-0. Nettleton with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Acumen Audio Halftime Show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from SolarGuard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members have 24/7 access to their account through the member account portal at naeci.com. After logging in, you can view your bill, make a payment, and see your daily usage. In addition to the portal at naeci.com, you always can stop by the co-op's office or call 870-425-2141. At NAEC, membership has advantages.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
ASA is moving us in the right direction with Arkansas values and Arkansas common sense. Under ASA Hutchinson's strong leadership, 70,000 new jobs have been created. Income taxes are lower, and more tax cuts are on the way. ASA took the bold step to add computer coding in every high school. ASA reformed Medicaid expansion, working with the Trump administration to require those who can to work while receiving benefits. ASA Hutchinson, Governor. Paid for by ASA for Governor.
The Acumen Audio Halftime Show continues with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's go back inside the studio with Matt Sharp.
And good evening once again from the studio as we continue here on the Acumen Audio Halftime Show, brought to you by the Sound Pros at Acumen Audio. Visit Acumen Audio on Bomber Boulevard for all your audio, video, or tent needs. Again, at halftime, it is Nettleton leading Mountain Home by a score of 30-0. Taking a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A East, I have yet to see a score update in the game between between Searcy and Batesville. Jonesboro is trailing Conway 17-10 at halftime. The Wampus Cats came into this game ranked 5th in the state overall. Jacksonville playing at Little Rock Catholic. Have not seen a score update on that one as of yet. Sylvan Hills is up on Little Rock McClellan 7-6 in the second quarter. McClellan came in as the 4th-ranked team in Class 5A. Pine Bluff is leading Watson Chapel 7-0 in the first quarter. Zebras ranked 3rd in Class 6A. Marion is at home against Little Rock Parkview. Have not seen a score update on that one as of yet. And West Memphis is leading at Blytheville 13-0 in the second quarter. The Blue Devils came into this game ranked 2nd in Class 6A. On the local level, have not seen a score update on the game between Yellville Summit and Salem. Same thing for the game between Melbourne and Cave City, and also for the game between Marshall and Mayflower. Mayflower, by the way, came in that game ranked fifth in Class 3A. Harrison, who is ranked fifth in Class 5A, is up on Asylum Springs 28-7 at halftime. Among the Arkansas sports media overall top 10 teams that we haven't yet gotten to, number one, North Little Rock playing at Evangel Christian in Louisiana. Haven't seen a score update on that one as of yet. The game between number two, Bryant, and Bentonville West is being delayed because of weather right now. Number three, Fayetteville, is idle this week. Number four, Fort Smith Northside, is up on Van Buren 25-14 in the second quarter. Number six, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number one in Class 5A, is all over Ridgeway, Tennessee right now, 42-7 in the second quarter. Number seven, Cabot, playing at El Dorado this evening. And that game is being delayed. Last score we had, the two teams were knotted up at seven. And El Dorado, by the way, coming into this game ranked fifth in Class 6A. Number nine, Greenwood, who is also ranked number one in Class 6A, is beating Fort Smith Southside, who's ranked 10th in the state overall, 14-13 in the second quarter. The game between number eight, Bentonville, and Aledo, Texas, will be tomorrow night down in the Lone Star State. Only one team we haven't yet mentioned in the Class 6A top five, and that is number four, Benton, who is actually idle this week. They're not playing this week. A couple of teams we haven't got to in the Class 5A top five. Number two, Little Rock Christian, is idle. And number three, Texarkana, is leading Texarkana, Texas, 16-13 at halftime. Among the Class 4A top five teams, number one, Warren, is playing at Stuttgart this evening, and it is the Lumberjacks up 9-0 on the Ricebirds in the second quarter. Number two, Joe T. Robinson, is idle this week. Third-ranked Nashville is at home this evening and playing against DeQueen. Have not seen a score update on that one as of yet. Also this evening, number four, Rivercrest, is at home against Valley View. And I believe that game was being delayed. Let's see if I can find a score update on that one. Actually, that game is at halftime. Rivercrest is up 17-7. Number five, Arkadelphia. Actually, Arkadelphia is tied for fifth with Southside Batesville. Southside Batesville is idle this week. But anyways, Arkadelphia is losing it to win, I believe, right now. 14-0 at halftime. Class 3A top five with teams that we haven't yet got to. Number one, Boonville, is at home against Pottsville this evening. And it is Boonville up 21-6 at halftime. Number two, Clinton, who is playing the fifth-ranked team in Class 2A, Conway Christian, and it is the Yellow Jackets up 35-7 in the second quarter. Number three, Prescott, is idle. And number four, McGee, is trailing Dumas at halftime 14-6. And among the Class 2A top five teams that we haven't gotten to, number one, Mount Ida, playing at Jesseville this evening. And have not seen a score update on that one. There it is. At halftime, Mount Ida is up 14-0. Number two, Foreman, playing at home against Parker's Chapel, and it is Foreman up 7-0, but that game is being delayed because of weather. Number three, Hazen, was scheduled to play against Bearden, but that game has been canceled. And number four, Junction City, is idle this week. So that's a look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Bob in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Nettleton up on Mountain Home, 30-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the Acumen Audio Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank, our customers say it best.
When you see the blue ribbon decals on the helmet and the blue penalty flags during the opening game of the season, remember, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Know the stats. One in seven men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. stay in the game. The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-928-3366. That's 800-928-3366. 800-928-3366. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Now, back to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime, 30 to nothing. It's Nettleton with the lead over Mountain Home. Three first half touchdown passes for Cade Carter. Here's the big stats. Sonny Elliott with the Baxter Bulletin giving us our halftime stats. They are lopsided. 281 yards of offense for Nettleton, 41 for Mountain Home. Bobby, you get out, gain 240 yards and a half. That's going to be a long night.
It's going to be a very long night, and you look at those stats, and very seldom are those stats going to lie to you. And the one with the lower yardage amount being in very good shape, and that's just the truth. Not they've hit some big pass plays and thrown in a couple of good runs and done a good job of stuffing us. Of course, we knew coming in that the defensive front was going to be stellar for Nettleton this year, and the question marks were in the secondary and type of offense we run, we can't exploit that. But the big thing is, we either have to play better defense or we have to keep the ball away from them. That's the only two options you have.
Pretty balanced first half for Nettleton. 142 yards through the air, 139 on the ground. All of Mount Holmes, yardage coming on the ground in that first half. We will take a break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. Nettleton leads at 30-0. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the second half of action coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
The Arkansas Delta Byways region has a history and culture as rich as its fertile soil. It's where the state's history began. This house, named by one website as the most haunted house in America, has been featured on My Ghost Story, Ghost Hunters, and Paranormal Witness. Know where it is? Find the answer and much more by visiting deltabyways.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3939 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3939.
Is your computer slowing down?